Welcome to Say Can You See, a podcast associated with the 714 Prayer Report. And that report is published every Friday, and it's designed to help Christians in America stay informed so they can know what to pray about for their nation. I'm Paul Meredith, your host for this podcast each week, and I'm glad you're listening today. The big news right now, of course, is all about the upcoming election, and that's going to be the focus really until Election Day on November the 5th. There's never been an election quite like this one. You have a former president who is out of office, and he's seeking re-election. He's running against a sitting vice president while the president has been displaced. It would have been his time to run for re-election, but he's been displaced, as you know. And so this woman, Kamala Harris, is running for election as the Democratic nominee rather than the president. But there's one other factor that makes this campaign very unique. Kamala Harris is the most far-left candidate who has ever represented one of the major parties. I was listening to Victor Davis Hanson earlier this morning talk about this, and I know many of you probably know who Victor Davis Hanson is. If you don't, you need to become familiar with him because he's one of the best thinkers, one of the best conservative people in our country that has really thought through where we are and the seriousness of the hour that we've come to. But he said that she's further left than any other candidate that the Democrats have ever put up, and they've put up some real far-left people. George McGovern in 1972, Dukakis in 1988, Obama far to the left of center. But he said that by comparison, Kamala Harris is the most left-leaning candidate, and I believe that too, just based on her own statements. She's clearly a Marxist. She has ideas that are expressed in terms that are very cleverly designed, but they're communist ideas, ultimately. And yet she's polling dead even with Donald Trump as of today, with less than 2 months to go until the election day. Half the people in this country say when they are polled that they are going to vote for Kamala Harris. And so the mail-in balloting is already started in some places, and early voting starts, I think, next week in Pennsylvania and other important states. And so this is a serious matter. Our country is considering electing a person who is endorsing Marxist philosophy and communist government. And so a very serious day that we've come to. And that's why the 714 Prayer Report has been looking at the subject of Marxism. We have the current series, a five-part series that's running on the marks of Marxism. And Christian people need to clearly understand what Marxist ideology and Marxist philosophy is all about. And I'm afraid that many believers, many Christians, followers of Christ, don't know and they don't understand. They go about their lives and they're doing good things and they're working, going to work and going to their jobs, but they don't really understand how serious this is, that we have a Marxist and someone who would seek to implement those Marxist ideals into government, which is ultimately communism, who is dead even to be the president come January. So it's so important that we're running this series. It's a five-part series, as we said, part three in this week's edition. You'll have parts four and five in the next 2 weeks. But as believers, we're called to stand for truth. We're called to stand for righteousness. But part of standing for truth and righteousness is to stand against lies and evil and to speak out against evil. I'm reminded of what Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German pastor and theologian during the Nazi regime, he said he made a great statement about opposing evil. He said, silence in the face of evil is itself evil, and God will not hold us guiltless. And then he said this, he said, not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. And so this report on the marks of Marxism, it's there to help Christians be informed so they can speak and act from a solid foundation of truth, understanding what Marxism really is. And it will be there for the next 2 weeks as part of the report. If you missed the first 2 weeks, you can go back and look at those online and get caught up. Also wanted to just call your attention to the link that is there to the Hillsdale College course. It's a free course, 6 documentary videos that are a part of the course. You don't have to take any test or do anything to complete the course, but just signing up and being able to watch those videos is an education in itself. Each video lasts about 35 to 40 minutes. You could take one an evening for a week or so, and you'd have greatly advanced your knowledge and your understanding of Marxism. And what Marxists want to do is to set the stage for their takeover. They want to create chaos and disorder in the country, and that's why you see their policies of open border and defunding the police. And back when they were encouraging the riots in 2020, which is something Kamala Harris just blatantly did, she said they don't need to stop burning our cities down. And she got involved in bailing out the rioters, the ones who were thrown into jail for the destruction that they were causing. And she said things like they should continue and that they will continue. And then she said, we will continue. So she puts herself right in there with the looters and the rioters and the radicals that were burning our country down and burning some of our cities down in this country back 4 years ago. And so we call all this to your attention just so that you can know the truth and know how to talk to other people about what's taking place. This is no small matter that we've come to a point to where 2 months from the election, a Marxist, an avowed Marxist, a person who speaks the language of Marxism and speaks the language of totalitarianism is on the brink of becoming our president. And so we need to be aware of that and make others aware of that. All Christians should know and should understand that you cannot, as a Christian, as a Bible-believing Christian, you cannot vote for the current Democratic Party, and you cannot vote for Kamala Harris. And so that's part of what we want to, the message that we want to get across. And then we have a brief article this week about the RFK Jr. appearance at the Tucker Carlson event. Vivek Ramaswamy was on the stage with them. And I really want to encourage you to watch that event. We've got a link to it in the 714 report this week. And then RFK spoke, and it was very informative, the way he defended freedom of speech, and to where he painted the current regime, the Biden administration, which includes, of course, Kamala Harris. He really did a great job of pointing out how they are moving us closer all the time. Their entire time that they've been in office, they've been moving us closer and closer to totalitarianism. And it's something that's really happening all across the West, Western Europe, and the United States. And so I encourage you to watch that segment where Bobby Kennedy just really does a fantastic job, very moving, very stirring defense of freedom of speech and a direct attack, really, he makes against the direction that the country's going. You need to hear it as a believer. And I know there's a lot of things that we wouldn't agree with from Bobby Kennedy, from RFK Jr., but you need to see what he has to say there about freedom of speech. And we have other links that are part of the prayer report this week. Links are going to be an important part of this, and it makes it so simple. If you're watching on your phone or reading it on your phone, you can click on those links and it will take you to some special feature that you can find online, take you right to it, and it just helps you stay informed. And so we hope you'll take advantage of the links that are embedded each week as part of the 714 Prayer Report. Please help us get the word out about the report. Share the website with as many as you can. The web address is www.714, that's the numbers, 714prayerreport.com. That's www.714prayerreport.com. And feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church. Get the word out every way that you can. Let your family know about it, friends, acquaintances, your church. We want to get the word out about the Prayer Report and about this podcast. And we want to ultimately gain as wide a distribution as we possibly can for both the Prayer Report and the podcast, because we want to have an influence in our country. We want to influence believers to pray and to get involved and to be part of the solution as the days go forward. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to invite you to take time to pray, remind you to take time to pray every day. Pray about this election. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. Pray for revival in our churches. Seek the Lord about all of these things, because without Him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. And so again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.